From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Killing Cancer by L.J. Martin. Now let's begin with Killing Cancer, One Man's Journey Down the Cancer Trail by two-time cancer survivor L.J. Martin. This journal is dedicated first to my beautiful, patient, concerned wife, Kat, who prodded and cajoled and encouraged all through these ordeals. Then to my docs in both Missoula and Houston. Then to all those over the years who have fought the good fight against this rotten disease and sought alternative solutions to whipping it. And last but certainly not least, to my good friend Mel McGowan, whose fight goes on and whom I know will win, for a good attitude and mental toughness are a good part of the answer. Disclaimer. The author is not a physician or a health professional of any kind. He's merely a survivor. His first cancer was one which takes over 30,000 lives a year in the United States, prostate cancer. The man's cancer, as breast cancer is generally, but not always, a woman's disease, and as uterine and ovarian cancer is exclusive to women. The second cancer was squamous throat cancer, with a tumor located in the lymph gland on the left side of his neck, as well as a primary tumor on the back of his tongue. A national survey says that only 16% of men between 65 and 70 years of age diagnosed with throat cancer will survive. The author looks at statistics with a skeptical eye. There is no way to be certain that any of the herbal or homeopathic treatments he tried had any efficacy.